Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, January 20th. You'll be interested to know, today is Martin Luther King Day. This day became a national holiday through efforts by labor unions and public support. Initially opposed, due to cost concerns, it gained traction with Stevie Wonder's advocacy. After collecting 6 million signatures, President Reagan signed the bill on November 2, 1983. It was first observed on January 20, 1986. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning it's sunny and feels like minus 2 degrees with 15 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:43. And it will rise again tomorrow at 7:07. It looks like we're in for a mostly sunny Tuesday with a high near 20, but watch out for wind chill making it feel brutal. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with a low around 3 and light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Monday will be just after 9:30 with the high tide at 3:45. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 38 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect sunny skies on Wednesday with a high near 18 and light northwest winds. Thursday brings partly sunny conditions with a high near 27 and a slight chance of snow at night. Friday and Saturday will be mostly sunny, with highs near 32 and 33, respectively. Nights will be partly cloudy, with lows around 5, 18, and 23. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard. This cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, another edition of the Women's March took place on Saturday at Boston Common, just days before the second inauguration of President Donald Trump. Rallies were scheduled nationwide, with participants advocating for equal rights, equal pay, and justice for women. Approximately 1,000 people attended Boston's event, titled Women's March, People's March Boston, a smaller turnout than in 2017. Organizer Maddie Lee emphasized the need to resist fascism. Key issues included women's reproductive rights and immigration, as Trump aims to deport undocumented immigrants. Now on to sports. On Saturday, the Washington Commanders stunned the Detroit Lions with a decisive 45-31 victory. Jaden Daniels threw for 2 touchdowns and 299 yards. Sending Washington to their first NFC Championship game in 33 years. Detroit's Jared Goff struggled, throwing 3 interceptions, while Washington's defense capitalized with Quan Martin returning a pick for a touchdown in a thrilling upset. Also on Saturday, the Kansas City Chiefs showcased their dominance with a 23-14 victory over the Houston Texans. Patrick Mahomes connected with Travis Kelce for a touchdown, while the Chiefs' defense sacked C.J. Stroud 8 times. Kansas City, aiming for a historic third straight Lombardi Trophy, remains the favorite with an unbeaten divisional playoff record. On Sunday afternoon in snowy Philadelphia, the Eagles soared past the Rams 28-22, advancing to the NFC Championship. Saquon Barkley dazzled with 2 electrifying touchdown runs of 78 and 62 yards, totaling 205 rushing yards. Jalen Hurts added a 44-yard touchdown run despite being sacked 7 times. Rams QB Matthew Stafford threw for 324 yards, but late turnovers sealed their fate. On Sunday night in Orchard Park, the Buffalo Bills edged past the Baltimore Ravens 27-25, advancing to the AFC Championship. Josh Allen shined with 2 rushing touchdowns, and Buffalo's defense forced 3 crucial turnovers. Lamar Jackson's 18 completions for 254 yards weren't enough, as a missed 2-point conversion sealed Baltimore's fate. Buffalo, unbeaten at home, now faces the Kansas City Chiefs for a shot at the Super Bowl. Tonight, on ESPN, 3rd-ranked Notre Dame faces 6th-ranked Ohio State at Mercedes-Benz Stadium for the national championship. Ohio State is favored by 8.5 points. Ohio State's Will Howard takes on a dynamic Notre Dame defense. The over-under is set at 51.5. In local sports, last night, the B's and C's were off. Today at noon, the Bruins, with a 22-19-6 record, faced the struggling Sharks in Beantown. David Pastrnak, with 30 goals and 21 assists, leads the Bees, who are favored by 1.5. Tonight, the Celtics, boasting a 29-13 record, take on the 21-20 Golden State Warriors at the Chase Center. Jason Tatum leads the Celtics with 27.7 points per game, while Steph Curry, potentially out, averages 23 for the Warriors. Boston is favored by 3.5 points. In top news, TikTok is back online for many users in the United States, just 12 hours after a shutdown. This swift return follows President-elect Donald Trump's pledge to restore the app, which had become temporarily unusable. TikTok thanked users for their patience, attributing its comeback to Trump's efforts. Despite a law banning the app, Trump plans to issue an executive order to delay enforcement and potentially negotiate a deal for TikTok's future. This development brings relief to TikTok's 170 million American users, many of whom rely on the platform for news and community. However, the long-term future of TikTok remains uncertain. In business news, the stock market is experiencing unprecedented dynamics as President-elect Donald Trump prepares for his second term. In 2024, the S&P 500 saw its second consecutive year of over 20% growth, a trend not seen since 1997 and 1998. Key factors include the Federal Reserve's interest rate cuts and robust corporate earnings, despite a brief scare in late summer. The rally has been largely driven by a few major players, with the top 10 stocks comprising nearly 40% of the index. However, concerns about high valuations and Trump's proposed policies may impact future market optimism. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is around $102,000. Ethereum is just under $3,300. And Goatsy's Maximus is down to 25 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the Boston area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. A ghost island has emerged off the coast of Azerbaijan thanks to a submarine mud volcano known as Kumani Bank. Geologist Mark Tingay observe the island's formation in early 2023, with satellite images revealing it reached a maximum size of 400 meters before shrinking significantly by the end of 2024. Mud volcanoes, while often less explosive than traditional volcanoes, can create new land rapidly during eruptions. Azerbaijan, the world capital of mud volcanoes, is home to around 300 of these geological wonders. Tenge's excitement highlights how nature can surprise us, creating land where none existed just hours before. And in entertainment news, Cameron Diaz is ready to return to the big screen, expressing interest in a sequel to the beloved 1994 comedy The Mask, but only if Jim Carrey is involved. Recently, she told Access Hollywood, "If Jim's on board, I mean, I've been riding those coattails from day one." Carrey has also shown openness to a sequel, emphasizing that it must have a strong enough script. Additionally, Diaz hinted at a potential Charlie's Angels sequel, joking that co-star Jamie Foxx could portray Bosley. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American civil rights leader, Martin Luther King Jr. And he said, "Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.